Wrong. Yes.
Welcome and Wise.
Yes.
I mean, I think in some cases the owl would wear the glasses for the effect of being a clown.
Yeah, I think you're probably right there. Yes. Yeah.
Would it be strange someone would have got like that bloke in that kitchen?
Yes.
Do you always have glasses on?
I know. And the old... No, I don't. I don't. I've noticed that, though, before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I have. Or if anybody is sort of slightly backward, portraying someone slightly backward.
Or very brilliant.
Yes.
A
SWAT. Yes. Yeah. I think it's all wrong. Of course they do. I think a lot more these days, and a lot that you don't know that's wearing contact lenses. I almost listened to this. What did she say? What was again?
Yeah, but come back? So no, it's not in the same place. Just on the other side. But she's been really taking two of her strong tablets, she says, you know, she has to do with
it. Oh dear.
She thinks it's because she was carrying Gemma.
Oh yes.
On that side.
Yeah.
In town or something.
Oh dear. Yeah. Oh heck. That's bad news. What, did you mention anything about the card?
No, I
didn't you?
No.
Oh,
not a minute. She didn't, when she said to me, you want to speak to you about it, you wasn't involving me at all.
No. I'm thinking of writing myself, you know, to Karen.
Oh, no, you
can't.
I can. I don't mind if Carl writes. Bloody blames us. So it's our bloody fault. I'm not bothered.
You know, I just feel that. She's obviously very upset, and I just don't want that. She's such a nice girl. You know that I really don't. I just thought perhaps a note from me. You know, apologising. Yeah, I thought what a note from both of us, really.
Carl wouldn't want that because it's nothing to do with us, is it? We're sticking our own in where we shouldn't. Is that the
other? Well, I know that.
You can't stick your own in like that at any old time, can you, really?
No.
Seven or 8 years
of age, you could give it into the preferred kid's mother or something like that, or whatever it was.
She's an adult. Well, and truly, getting no money on her mind, adult.
Well, I know that, I know, but.
We're just sticking our nose in where it's not necessary.
Yes, but it was our mistake in the first place.
It wasn't really one of our mistakes. I mean, you're arguing with her. If we had a Christian name that night, it wouldn't have gone down as either of those, Karen or Fleming.
I know, but we could have found out quite easily.
Ah, that's a different story. Yes, we could have found out. You could have phoned Amy and found out there and then virtually. But I think we said, something like, it's not worth bothering about, it doesn't matter, just put friend.
But it did matter, didn't it?
It did matter.
Oh no, we didn't.
It'd be worth, now, in retrospect, it'd be worth phoning Amy up at that moment and asking what the name was. You could have put it down while it was here. Because he didn't know the name that night,
would he? Oh, I know he didn't. I know that. But the thing was, what I was getting to last night is that we didn't bring the name into it, the surname. Get out! Hello, Sunbeam!
Hello! Edward! Feet!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
should do, Edward. Shouldn't
always
you?
Always look. Always
Mummy does. Mummy does. Doesn't she?
Wow. Why? To walk from the next stop.
Have you? Why?
Because it didn't stop the bus. Have you?
They make me sick. I got on the bus and said, you do go along, Ashley, don't you? I don't know. So I said, oh. Well, that's it. He left it at that. So I said, oh, right, well, I'll take a chance then. So I said, Kilt Drive, please. Where's that? I said, off Ashton Lane. Well, where's it near? I said, well, where do you know? Nowhere.
Oh.
I said, that's not much use, is it? So I looked at his sheet. He said, it's opposite Queen's Road. Just through 55. Oh. Didn't give me a chance to sit down with him. Just, you know, they just jerk off.
Yes.
Then I rang the bell to get the bus to stop. And he goes to the next flaming stop. And I had to ask. A lad stood at the front and said, can you ask him to stop at this stop, please? So I've had to walk from the flats halfway down Ashton Lane.
Oh, dear. I've got none. Look in my cupboard, I've got none. And you're going to have a...
I've got something. Have you got a sandwich or something?
Yeah. Just a minute. Let me see to your mummy first. Come here, let me take your coat off. You're a villain, you are. Have you gone and said hello to Popsy yet? Just a minute, Susie. There we are, darling. Just a minute. You're a villain saying that. Edward, no. Here. You don't like it? Well, I've got no other. I haven't got another thing. Put your slippers on. Are you going to have something to eat first?
You've got to have your lunch first. Yeah. Now, Mother, with your dress.
Yes.
If I'm out too late.
I know, it'll be closed. I know. Oh, well, I'll go.
No, I mean, this is a feast. If I'm out early enough, I'm only round the back. Excuse me.
What are you after?
Shut the fridge door, please.
I'll give him some fresh orange.
No, I've got no Coke.
I haven't any Coke, darling. Oh, it's
starry late. Well, Godmother's going to drink more than that throughout the day. Edward. There you go. No, you don't want it now.
That's all there is. Now, that's all there is, Edward.
Don't be silly. You've not even said hello to Pops.
No, you haven't yet.
The old misery face. Your cranes are in there as well.
Are you going to eat one of these, Edward? Well, eat one of these, do you think? On a balm cake. A veggie burger.
Depends how it feels.
Are you going to eat one of these? On a balm cake. Yeah. No, no. All right. Have you got a nappy?
Yeah.
I know. Hello. Oh. Misa, I'm just cooking the dinner, darling, and then we'll see to you. Are you drawing wheels? Aren't you clever? I love the way it lies out. You can draw wheels, aren't you clever? And your cars. He's putting the wheels on the car, doesn't he?
You're all in green today.
Oh, aren't you? Are you a little leprechaun?
Green socks as well.
Look, go, Daddy. Look what he's doing. Look, Popsy. It's hot cold today.
What does today look like?
Pardon?
What does today look
like? Yes.
Is it?
Yeah. Not terrible. Aren't you a love? Digger.
He's trying very hard, look.
Yes, he is. You're clever. Isn't he clever, Popsy? I do. Your dad does. Your dad says a jaw is going to.
He's dropping in more every week.
Terrible. Terrible.
Moo cow.
Moo cow's in that book, aren't they?
Sheep.
Sheep.
How many sheep?
Very good.
How many sheep?
Three sheep. Very good. Very, very good.
More sheep. What's that? A doggy.
A doggy, that's right.
Yeah, he's not sure,
yes, it does. Hens. And a duck.
That's a swan.
Nice,
that's a lovely suit.
Oh, it's a
star. It's a nice suit, that.
What's that? I don't know what that is.
She's a lord's daughter, you know.
Is she?
Yes.
Ooh, what's that? Ooh, what is it?
Moo cow.
Moo cow, that's right.
That's a cat. Yes, it's like, Susie.
Can I have a look?
It's a goat.
And there's a little nanny goat. And those are hens. Oh, what was that for? A goat.
Sheep.
It's gorgeous. Pardon, darling?
They ask you at the end of it to buy the shampoo and conditioner as well, which is £10. So when you go back, you know that you've used their products and they can see what condition you have in. So.
Pardon, love? Do a digger. You do a digger. Tell you what.
Conditioner.
You do a digger.
Oh, well, I used to pay like £35, £40 for my food. Didn't your mother?
Yes. Yes, she did. Yeah. Popsy will draw you a digger because I'm doing the lunch. Popsy, Popsy will draw you a digger. Popsy, draw a digger, please.
Is it 5 to the bus or 10 to?
Well, I'll get there for 10 to. It's nearly done now. Do you want, do you want a cup of tea?
No, thanks.
Hello, Kev. He's just having a Weetabix. Hey. Sit down for a minute. It's going to be a minute.
Thank you, Edward. Can I sit on the chair?
Oh, he's a bossy boot.
He's sweated. Oh, yeah. That's for Edward. You're a lucky boy, aren't you?
We've been in the park, haven't we, on the swings?
Yeah, lucky boy.
And the slide, yes. And you've been helping Popsy, haven't you?
Yeah, good boy.
Oh, God. Gordon, where did you put that other... Pyrex jug. What you were measuring out with? Well, would you believe that? Isn't that fantastic?
Don't rip it up, please. No, 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 no. We don't tear it up. Do we?
Oh, look at that man. No, I've got all the veggies on now, love. Why are you hungry, darling? Are you waiting for you, for Elaine, Kevin? Oh, yes, it's moved, not moved it yet.
Yeah, I was going to, but I don't know what I'm going to do, really. I told her to ring here when she finished. What's her name? So at least I can know whether to go home and come back or what. Apparently it's a lot easier to come here by bus, that's all.
Pardon?
It's a lot
easier. It is. I don't know the phone number. I said you could ring them and give them.
That's right, yeah.
Because we don't. Ours doesn't touch town, does it, Gordon? Our,
yeah, it does. Yeah. Central town's included.
Oh, is it? South, well, it should be in there then, Kevin.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, that's nice.
It's very curly, so it'll drop.
It's nice, that Elaine.
I look like Vera.
Oh, do you, Hellas, like look like Vera?
You look like Vera.
You don't. He's like. Do you know that's really nice?
No.
Look at your new mum.
Don't
you
know lovely?
Hair.
Oh, thanks, Elaine. Get to me that.
God, bang your head now. I hate it.
Do you want
I'll get half past four. It took 2 hours to put the curlers in.
Did it?
16 minutes for the perm to take. She kept putting the curlers in and they just kept coming out. She don't believe this. I didn't have a student. Didn't turn up, so I got one of the teachers.
Good.
But they won't go in. She'd put a curler in. She'd be doing, say, down there and that one would come out.
Oh, she's having a fit.
I think
it's
swear if you want that.
Hey, it's a nice perm, that Elaine. I've got none.
Do you think I'd come in with packets of biscuits for you? No. Say, Mummy, I like your hair.
Were they nice people?
Mummy, I like
great. Your hair. It's just like a proper salon, but talk about professional.
Right,
how long have you been home?
Five.
Have you got 2 pounds for
this? Yeah.
So that's £6.
That is just.
I know, pressurised you to buy that. What do you call it?
Do You know that's...
You pay before you go up, you tell me, you can't even speak to that. I bought it. Because I thought I may as well try and keep it.
It's a really, I wish I would have gone
there.
She said
if I used Head and Shoulders now on this, it would revert back, because it has such a strong pH balance in Head and Shoulders, it has the same effect as reversing it.
A hairdresser told me that years ago, Elaine.
She said we had a trial run, we did an experiment and we tried to perm a girl's hair with Head and Shoulders.
Yeah.
Shouldn't it actually
permed
it for about a week?
Yeah. Do you know, a hairdresser years ago told me that. It was the same solution.
Yeah. She said that straightening.
Wish I would have come out. That's lovely. That's really nice, that Elaine.
There's a woman there about your age.
I'd have mine done there next time.
So if you need trimming after that, or will it fall into
where? Keep away, darling.
No, it'll come into our... Alright, it'll fall into our... But never, I hate my hair when it first turns.
I do.
So I've washed it.
Just watch that it don't go over.
She should have been on the hair 60 minutes, definitely.
Oh.
What have you been doing today? Have you been a good boy?
Oh, he's been very good. We've been to the park.
You've been to the park?
And he helped Popsy in the garden.
He's got a little bit of split lip. And then he smiles a lot or bangs slightly.
Oh, dear.
And tell Mummy we went on the swings. And on
no.
the slide...
Did you go high on the swing?
He did.
Did you go very high?
And then we splashed in all the puddles. And then we watched the spider go over the ceiling, didn't we?
You've had a very good day, haven't you?
Yeah. It's gone now, Edward.
And it's just going to check.
Oh, God, I've not done enough potatoes. Oh, you say I have.
Oh,
Pops has been nursing him and... They watched Neighbours together.
Oh no, you
will. That'll do nice if I'll call that one. Not very good potatoes. Oh, I do. I do, wait. I know. Mind I'll give that one to our cow. Leave that, that can be boiling a bit longer. Well, if our car's coming straight home, it'll be about 6:45. No, because Rose is coming straight from work. Half past five. Well, she should be home about 6:00. Where's what, Elaine? Oh, is the paper is ripped up. I know, well, I've been cooking.
Well, I've got a pound of mince. What do you feel like? I don't know, I just don't feel like
that. Okay, cheese and
toast is yours. Jesus.
Hey! What are you doing? No!
Hey, you're in dead trouble, lad.
I'm jumping on walls.
Jumping on walls.
Do you mind if you're stirring stuff?
No, I won't. Yeah, he's a little bit tired, Elaine. Because when we're coming back from the park, not the park. Where was we? But I thought he was going to go to sleep. Well, it's really nice, that Elaine. By hell, it is. I tell you what, I shall go again. Yeah. Well, I think if I phoned up, when I do want one again, and I'll say, you know, I'm sort of in my sixties, will you do it? I'm sure they will.
Like I say, you don't have to buy the shampoo. I did because I want to keep it.
Yeah.
And she said that shampoo will last me approximately 3 to 4 months.
Well, you can't grumble at that,
can you?
You
know, like
it,
the size of a cake, it's so concentrated.
Yeah.
Good,
thanks, Elaine. I'll have a look at it after. I haven't got time at the moment.
Sorry, I'm so late.
It doesn't matter.
Went to the
doctor,
came straight home.
It's all right.
When she couldn't get the rollers, and I thought, oh my God.
Well, he's been no trouble at all. No trouble.
He's not bad, is he?
It's been really, it's, I tell you what, it's talking a lot more.
Oh, no, it just gets fed up, doesn't it, when he...
Yeah.
Oh, when it's tired. This is the worst time.
Well, it's just had a Weetabix, actually, Elaine.
Oh, have it?
Yeah.
Did you have any lunch?
No, not what you... No, not really, Elaine. No. He didn't.
Sometimes he does. I mean, yesterday he ate as though
he eats tea every night.
He doesn't
really
know.
I know. Can I add a little bit? He is. By hell, he is, Elaine. I thought
I was lucky I didn't get the real traffic coming home. I managed to get on the bus for sort of 5-ish.
Yeah.
I got the 2:30 though, if you sit down at
London. Oh, still, as long as you sat down, I say.
Oh, no, but mine went for 2:52. Nobody else seemed to get on it, so I thought, just my luck for 2:52 to broken down.
Are you right, Gordon? It's not poodle line.
Have you got any water, Mother?
Yes, in the fridge. Ooh, Audrey, that's hot. You what, love? Is it enough for me? You're going in Daddy's car, yes, love. What's the matter, Elaine? I tell you what I couldn't find, Elaine, is his ball.
His ball?
Where did you put it?
Oh, sorry. I showed you when I was
young. I know, I couldn't remember. Oh, well, that's all right. He didn't really want it because...
Right, I think that's everything.
Go that way.
Sorry, I cannot. Oh, it's all right.
You not like it?
Well, I never do when it's first done, you know, but once it's dropped a little bit, I much prefer it.
Yeah.
Take your coat off.
It was raining like mad this morning
when I came out. Oh, I know, it was really bad, thank you. It's been quite warm this afternoon, Rosie, it has. You've just missed Elaine and baby, I've had him all day. Oh, God. Oh, it's just one of those days, I'm afraid. Hello.
Hi.
God, I thought you'd forgotten all about me going, Rosie. How much do I owe you? You know, I was 4 bottles short one day. That was on the one Saturday.
Yeah.
I was, have you knocked that off?
Yeah, I'm not that off, yeah, I remember.
Right, thank you. Let me see what I've got here. I thought you deserted us.
No,
what happened?
Well, when I came, you'd gone away, so.
Oh,
I only come every 2 weeks to see. So.
Oh, do you? Yeah, is that, oh, well, as long as I know that now.
Makes it a bit easier every 2 weeks.
Yeah. That's okay then. So when are you next due?
Well, shouldn't not this week coming, next week.
The following weekend.
Yeah,
right. Well,
14. So that's near Easter, just before Easter, isn't it?
Yes. Well, I'm going away on the Thursday before Easter, so perhaps on the Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
Could you knock? Have you got time to knock?
I could do, yeah, on the Wednesday. Just leave me a note to remind me.
I will do. No, I will do, and then I can pay you.
Right, yeah, okay,
that's lovely.
Right,
okay,
right,
thanks
you.
Very much. Bye-bye. I've only just put it out, Rosie, but I'll just put it in the microwave for a minute.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Yes,
it was very nice, wasn't it, Gordon? It was cold though, wasn't it? And the place wasn't very warm.
No.
You know. No. I mean, it wasn't so bad for us because we were dancing, but Gordon doesn't dance, you know. So no. They felt the cold, you know.
Where was it?
What was the name of the place, Gordon? Stewart Hotel, wasn't it? South Shore.
Near the Pleasure Beach.
Oh, it was
back
for us.
Mm.
And it's a cold place, isn't it,
Gordon? Oh, it is. And it was quite amazing when we were going on the motorway. We saw these cars with, it was like Pakistani and Turkish flags flying. And when we got, when we was going at the night time to Blackpool, it was crammed. It was the end of Ramadan, you see, and they'd all descended upon Blackpool. God, it was like Muldoons, wasn't it, Gordon? You're all beeping the horns and, oh. Yes.
The thrill and the thought of having an edging, yeah.
Yeah. I think they're ever so nice these days, the curtains. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do, really. Gosh, it's not long now, you know, Rosa.
Sweet.
Do you think our car will survive?
I'm getting a bit worried. Well, I'm getting worried myself, but I don't know. I think he might be a bit nervous.
He's very edgy, I think.
He is. Mm.
I do. I do.
I don't know whether he's told you, but I think
yes. Mm. Yes, I do too. But you know, Rosie, he does silly things. I mean, he comes home at 9 o'clock and he doesn't have a thing to eat. And he goes out playing squash. Then he's not eating his main meal till 11 o'clock at night,
no,
which
told,
is stupid.
I've told him, yeah.
And I'm glad you have, because he won't take any notice of me. No, I'm sure that he doesn't. There we are, Rosie.
He's a sandwich, you see, and eat it while his body wasn't working, you know.
There's always somebody wanting him, you know, at that shop. I was thinking.
Yes, no, Gordon, they're in the side cupboard there. In the side cupboard, love.
He doesn't get a lot of peace. There's always somebody.
I'm sure.
Either on the phone or in the shop.
Mm. I know, it's... I think he works very hard indeed. He just sort of worries me that he really can't carry on like that.
No.
And I don't know what the solution is.
Well, it'll perhaps improve when he's not as far to go, won't it?
That'll help a great deal.
I'm finding it quite difficult at the moment because it's sort of neither one thing nor the other, and we're out a lot.
Yes.
Doing things, and then we're both going home, and I don't know, it is awkward. And
it is.
It's quite stressful, really.
I'm sure it is, Rosie. Have you got your honeymoon booked up, though, now? That's good. I'm glad about that.
Yeah. I was getting quite worried about that. We did it last week. You know, good. I was off last week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Never stopped last week.
And did you get everything sort of organised?
Well, I got a lot done, yes. And all between us we did, you know.
Good, good.
got a lot of. We've got three lots of wallpaper now. Mm-hmm. Do you know we picked another discontinuous?
I know. Couldn't believe it when he told us.
For the lounge, yeah. But it's actually there now. The good. Bedroom and the hall and the lounge. The paper's there, so that's something.
And has he moved the cylinder yet? Have we started any work?
We haven't given him the go-ahead yet. We're waiting for the joiner's estimate tonight.
I see.
But a thing my dad pointed out, and I never thought, will the cylinder go through the trap? Because it's a big cylinder, you see.
Oh, yes.
And Carl, I was speaking to Carl today, and he said, well, surely, you know, the three of them have weighed that up. I said, well, I don't know. But anyway, it's good to ask the plumber that we're going to have do it.
Yes.
Ask him tonight.
Yes.
It is a big cylinder.
Oh, I never thought about that.
You know, if it won't, because we'd have to have a new one then, wouldn't we?
Mm. Oh, dear.
Honestly, this bathroom's had so much thought, Sarah.
I know. But if you don't have it done now, Rosie,
you won't do it,
and then you'll be dissatisfied with it, really. Gordon,
hello?
Don't just brew the tea just for a moment, love. I've got the pudding to put out.
And I'm waiting because you've got the pudding to put out.
Yes. It's been a bit of a hectic day.
Well, it sounds like it, yeah.
With having Edward here, Elaine was. I don't know whether you know about Weller in town. It's Weller Products. Well, they have people from salons come in to try the products out, and you can have your hair permed for £6. So she went, and they've made a lovely job of it.
I thought you were going to say they made them out.
Oh no! Isn't it lovely, Gordon? You know, and so she's very pleased.
She's got good hair, and she's very good. Oh, so you've been looking after Edward's well.
Since before one. She was here before one because she had a lunch here.
Yeah.
And she's just this minute gone. No, so.
He'll be fed up then, having me.
It was a full time job, it really is. Thank you, Gordon.
Back to you. He's a proper little boy now, isn't he?
Oh yes. When he talks a lot now.
Does he?
Yes. I mean, everything you say now, he more or less it repeats.
And how's Elaine? Is she keeping well?
Yes, she's better now than what she was, Rosie. Thanks. I think that's sickly feeling. Gone. It's just a problem what she's going to wear for your wedding.
I think you'd better mention them to Rosie about
that. Oh yes, Rosie. We have been most upset, Gordon and I, about this letter you received off my sister.
Oh, that's all right.
It's because we're at loggerheads, Rosie.
Well, I gathered there was some problem.
No, I really don't know what I've done. I phoned her. When was it, Gordon? In the middle of last year, wasn't it? I didn't receive, not this Christmas, but the Christmas before, Rosie. I didn't receive a Christmas card from her, which is most unusual. And my brother didn't. And we said, well, there must be something wrong.
Yeah.
So I left it for a while, and I thought, I will phone her and find out. And when I got through, I knew immediately by the tone of her voice that there was something wrong. So I asked her what was the matter, and she said, well, I feel as though that you and Arthur have ignored me. I said, but we haven't, you know. And she said, well, I feel as though you haven't. She was going on, so I said, oh, well, I said... if you really want to get to the nitty-gritties, I said, you know, we didn't receive a Christmas card from you. I said, but we sent them to you. So she said, no, I know you didn't. She said, because I didn't send you one. So I said, oh, I said, well, you know, if that's how you feel. I said, but I will tell you. I said, I'm now a grandma. And I said, and Carl is getting married to Rosie. And so she said, oh, right. And I knew that was the end of the conversation.
Sure.
So I thought, well, we will send her a card. Then she's got an invitation, well, I mean. Yeah. So then she's not got anything to moan about. Yeah. But I thought the reply was I thought it was utterly disgraceful. And she's done it to spite me, Rosie. And I apologise.
I didn't take a lot of notice, really. I mean, what she put was okay.
No, but the paper, Rosie, and no address on it. But I really do apologise about it, but she has done it. I feel to spite me. Mm. Well, I was most upset when I saw it.
Well, never mind. I mean, it doesn't matter at all. But Carl had said there was some problem.
Mm. She's most peculiar.
Is she younger?
Oh, no, she's older. She's the eldest of the family.
Perhaps she shouldn't suggest these things, but perhaps she's going a bit off it or something.
I don't know. Really. You see, when my other sister died, Ada, I mean, Arthur and I, we did all the organisation, didn't we, Gordon? Yeah. I mean, and we were going down every day to see her when she was poorly. Now, she came at the bitter end and she never did anything. Yeah. You know, and then she starts moaning.
This is the trouble in families, isn't it?
I'm afraid
you
it is.
You get all these things. And I don't know.
It's
very difficult sometimes. My mum doesn't know. In fact, he's not replied yet, Uncle Stan. He's her youngest brother.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a lovely person. He's full of fun and everything. But he's one of these, he always says he's coming, he never comes.
Yes.
And they live near Hull. And when Auntie May, you know, his blind mum's sister, mm-hmm. and he's always saying he's coming to see her and he never does. And he said he was coming to Milton Lice's funeral and he never turned up.
No.
And so I'll be very surprised if he
can. Yes.
But there's nothing wrong there between them.
No.
Like, so.
Well, you see, I mean, when Gordon and I got married, my sister's husband didn't come to the wedding until later on, did he, Gordon? Because he wouldn't give up his Saturday work, you see.
Oh.
It's the most peculiar. Now, when Elaine got married, then they never let me know. And as you know, it costs money to sort of put a meal on. Irene turned up on her own. And I said, well, where's Harold? She said, oh, he's got a cold. And that was the end of it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So he doesn't like going to these, I'm sure of it, you know. Mm. But nevertheless, I don't know. Families.
Yeah.
You can choose your friends, but not your family, Rosa.
Yeah.
So I hope your mother and father don't think we're all like that, Rosa.
Oh, no. They never said a word about it at all. And we just said, coming and that was it.
Just think it's the bad manners, what she's done.
Well, at least she replied. I mean, she could have done...
Oh, yes.
Like
oh, yes.
You know, she could have not bothered at all.
Is Carl coming straight home tonight, do you know, Rosa? Oh.
Yeah. He's
good.
Taking me in, dropping me off.
Oh, is he?
The theatre, yeah.
Right. What are you going to see?
Les Miserables.
Oh, wait, do you know, do you know, Rosie, I don't fancy that.
Well, I don't really, but...
Because my friend Amy asked me if I want to go. She's the secretary of a club, and they do block bookings.
Mm.
And I said, I really don't fancy it. I don't know why, but David has been to see it several times. He thought it was really good.
Is it one that's pronounced like Les Miserables? Les Miserables?
Yes, that's right. It's about the revolution. Yes. I think that's what puts me off as a title. But I believe the beginning, I was reading a letter in the paper, and this person had been to see it.
Mm.
And they said the beginning, she sat there and she thought, what have I come to see this for?
Oh,
but
yeah.
She said, once it got going, she said it was absolutely marvellous.
Oh, right. I've heard good reports so far, but it's a school book, and it's Lorraine's children.
Yes.
And it was booked before Christmas. I
was it?
Young and
yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah, good lord.
I've booked in at my health club tonight.
Oh, dear, Rosa.
And it's only struck me on Saturday. I took it in the car with Carl. Oh, no. And he says, what's the matter now?
Don't give me any more problems. Oh, dear. No.
At Goose Tree, where Sue lives?
No.
Jeff is always raising money for a playing field for the children in the village.
Yes.
And he'd organised this professional theatre company, it was to come.
Yes.
And it was Blood Brothers.
Oh, do you know, I really fancy that. I believe so. Yes, yes.
Only five of them, but they were brilliant.
Yes.
And, it was full house, you know, and everybody, people have been ringing him up, thanking him and everything.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? But
we both really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
you know?
Good. I know Amy went to see it when it was at the Palace. I'm talking about a few years ago. Mm. And she said, oh, you know, she said it was really good. I don't know why I didn't go that time.
Yeah,
but I really fancy that.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, I'm glad you went. I'm glad it was a success. But